And joining us on the phone is the offensive coordinator for the Jamestown College football team, Tim Belmore. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Great, Steve. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great as well, and looking forward to the football season kicking off Friday night. I took a look at the weather on Friday. Going to be a little warm, much like it is tonight.
It is going to be a little warm out there. Hopefully, you know, the last day, yesterday and today and tomorrow, are going to get us acclimated. We had just such fantastic weather for fall camp, sometimes as low as 50 degrees as we took the field in the morning, and then in the low to mid-70s in the afternoon. So we got our legs underneath us in camp, and now we're getting used to the heat, so we needed it.
And you guys have put in a couple weeks already. You opened camp back on August 8th, so you got a couple weeks in. And how are things progressing? What are you seeing here over the last couple weeks that has you guys ready for Friday night?
I've been really impressed with how our kids handled the short installation period. I thought they came in mentally and physically ready to go. And then they handled the stress of a lot of plays, a lot of practice, all on top of each other. And then, you know, really, as we've gotten ready for Rocky, how they've recentered their focus and gotten their legs back underneath them to prepare for a football game, because it is a little bit different mental outlook and thought process than camp is. So they've transitioned nicely. They're in a good mindset, physical stature right now. So we got to go, and can't wait to take the field Friday.
Of course, I don't want to dwell too much on last year, but going back just a little bit to 2012, you guys, of course, ended the season on a high note, putting up 50-plus points on Mayville in that season finale. You guys had some big growth periods from your starting quarterback, Bo Erickson, heading into 2013. But you're going to lose some playmakers in the backfield. Obviously, no more Lance Johansson, no more Matt Midhoggin, two guys that you gave the ball to a lot last fall. Talk about what the loss of those two athletes means to your offense.
Well, anytime you lose two guys that have played as much football as both Lance and Matt did for us, you can't ever try to replace them. Those are shoes that are too big to fill. But I've been so impressed this fall with many guys, but in particular the three athletes right now that have been taking the bulk of the reps with our ones at running back, Stephen Nelms, who's a senior, DeMarco Smith, and also Chris Johnson. All three running backs have done a really, really nice job. Number one, being ready to go. Number two, accepting the challenge. And number three, making the most of every opportunity when they've had the chance at practice. They've completely and totally been dominant players for us, and we're anxious to see them in game mode. And then, you know, potentially the opportunity is there to get the quarterback out on the perimeter a little bit more than we have in the past in our play-action game and so forth. So we'll see how other guys can shoulder the load a little bit.
Well, I haven't asked you this off the air, but I suppose I'll do it here on the air. With Bo Erickson coming in and having started the last four games, I would imagine he's going to be your starter Friday night. What kind of things have you seen from him this offseason that has him ready to go?
Well, Bo did a heck of a job coming in last year for us late in the year. He came into a couple of tough ball games to start his career as the guy in there. He has been our starter ever since. He's handled things very well. I would say the biggest attribute to Bo is the fact that he's probably worked as hard as any football player on our team all summer long and all fall camp. I know Bo has logged more hours. He's thrown more passes, getting ready for this season. As much or more than anybody else on our team, he's continued to be a strong leader. He's continued to try to set the example first and then try to bring others up around with him with good positive energy and focus. And the biggest thing for Bo, I think, going in this week is just doing what he does, not trying to do too much, be a good administrator while he's in there as the quarterback and make good, fast decisions when they're there to be made.
Well, we talked about the loss of some guys in the backfield, but you're getting a lot of guys back out on the perimeter as far as your wide receivers go. And we really saw Erickson start to develop some good rapport with guys like Trent Remick and Mike Senna towards the end of last year. What's the wide receiver situation heading into 2013?
Well, obviously, you know, Steve, you hit it right on the head. You had some guys that really started to announce their presence last year as the year progressed and really became go-to guys for Bo. I think you got to start with our one senior going into our two seniors going in. Both Jake Irvis and Casey Glenn have had really good fall camps. They were very solid performers for us down the line. And then the younger kids with both Trent Remick and Mike Senna being, you know, look at numbers-wise, touchdown-wise, those last couple weeks of the season did a lot of really good things. I feel like they've matured and continued to work and continued to improve. So I'm excited to see where they're at. We've got a couple of newer faces as kind of our number five and number six players, and I'm anxious to see those guys out there too, to see how they start their season and then progress week in and week out as we go on through our year. And then you can't ever forget about the Hoggies. I mean, that's one area, you know, when you lose two running backs like we had, obviously a lot of credit has to go to those guys up front, and returning essentially our entire group from a year ago, we're awfully fired up about the opportunities they bring for us too.
Yeah, you get those guys back almost entirely intact. Can you go through your offensive line?
You bet. You know, it starts obviously with our lone senior, Mike Finley. Mike has played a lot of football for us at left tackle, along with the other bookend on the right side, Sean Emery. I really feel like they've really done a heck of a job continuing to master their craft, continue to work hard day in and day out, and maybe even have worked a little bit harder this preseason, making sure they're at their best going forward. Andrew Capon returns at center, and Jared Steinberger will be at one guard, and then obviously with Sean Jenner, Jake Strauss, two kids that have played quite a bit of a football for us last year at the other guard spot. We've got a little bit of a rotation happening, so we feel pretty good about our depth, but we feel best about how they're playing, how they're competing minute to minute out on the field, and are really, really excited to see what they can do out there on Friday.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to seeing the game Friday night. One last question before we let you go. A little bit about Rocky Mountain College. They get a couple guys back up front, you said, a couple linebackers back, but some new guys in the secondary. What can you take from last year to kind of help improve into Friday night?
Well, I think the biggest thing we take from last year is seeing how they started to play us early on and then how they adjusted their game plan as the game went on. We take that and then look at a couple of other games later on in the year to see how they changed, how they adjusted to different teams that wanted to do different things. And really, for us, once we get that in our heads, then it just becomes about our game and making sure we're doing our job each and every play. We're finishing plays. If there's a man to be blocked, we got to block him. If there's a run that needs to be made, we got to do it. And ball that needs to be thrown or caught, we got to take care of it. So it becomes really a focal point on us, how we perform, how we react, and what energy we bring out there on the field that we're focused on for the most part at this point.
All right. Well, hopefully we can make this a weekly deal, Coach.
Absolutely, Steve. I look forward to it. Thanks for all you do.
Yep, I'll see you Friday night.
Take care.
That was Tim Belmore, the offensive coordinator for Jamestown College.